Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
With Property Partners Barry Hertridge. Results that move you. Click propertypartnerstremor.ie.
Aisling, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you getting on at
I'm
all?
Great. Great to be here.
Lovely smells in the room here. It's from the tart you brought in. Yes. What is it?
So we have a beautiful vegetable tart. So yesterday was World Vegetarian Day and we're kicking off into obviously the 1st, the 2nd of October. So you can feel that transition. I kind of don't like to really admit that September is, you know, I'm still hanging on to every bit of summer I can, but I firmly admit it since yesterday. Okay, we are actually in autumn now. So yeah, we're going to talk about kind of what to eat seasonally in October. So what are those vegetables that kind of really sing at this time of year? And like, what can you do to make them taste better? Because so often, like, and I know it was World Vegetarian Day yesterday, we don't all have to transition to be vegetarians or to being vegan, but that flexitarian way of eating, that including more fruit and veg, is really, really important.
Okay, there's so much you can do with vegetables, effectively, and it's almost to do with season of vegetables. It's something that you have been very proud in your, I suppose, exposition of since you started this slot, talking about eating depending on the seasons.
Yeah, for sure. It's respect for nature, it's respect for the land, it's respect for the producer, and it's connecting with the land and what we produce here, because we produce gorgeous vegetables and obviously we have to import some, but if we can eat the ones that are local to us, that are seasonal, like even, you know, in terms of when they're seasonal, it means they're ripe. They're at their peak. They're at their best. So from a flavour point of view, from a colour point of view, visually, they're going to taste amazing. But also, they're the most nutrient dense they can possibly be at that time. Like a little top tip, I suppose, when we talk about nutrients in vegetables, we talk about things like, you know, the carbohydrates and the sugars and, you know, all of these things, which are great. But it's the little ones that we sometimes forget. Things like the anthocyanins. So they're the ones that bring the colours. So it's that deep red purple to a beetroot. It's that bright orange to a carrot. That's where all those little trace elements are that are really, really good for us. Things like the vitamin C, all of those, they live just under the skin. So when we peel things, sometimes we tend to lose a lot of those. So if you can, if it was one little habit you could change, don't peel things like maybe your carrots, just scrub them really, really well. You know, things like that, your potatoes, try just to scrub them, wash them, leave the skins on where you can. Aubergine, you can leave the skin on. Courgettes, leave the skin on. There's certain things we have to take the skin off. But where possible, just leave the skin on because it makes all the difference. And I think, like, one of the things with veggies is if you're just boiling and steaming, they can be fierce boring, you know, they just can. And okay, yes, you can taste what they taste like, but we tend to overcook them sometimes. So it's about what do you do to bring out the most sweetness, because they're sweet naturally. So you want to bring out that sweetness, that caramelization. And then what little things can you pair them with? A little flavour that you go, ooh, that tastes much better. That carrot now is interesting as opposed to just boiled. So I've kind of got a list of seasonal veg we might run through and kind of little, just little small tips you can do at home to make them taste a little bit better.
I like what you did there. People wouldn't have noticed. What can you pair something with? Ha, 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 ha. Okay, root vegetables. Let's start with root vegetables.
The good old carrot. Simple, boil your carrot, right? Don't overboil your carrot. So underboil it, leave a little bit of bite and a little bit of al dente, as the Italians will say. But something as simple as, so carrots are naturally sweet, but they take on a little bit of extra sweetness. So if you take the carrots out 10 minutes early before they're boiled, just leave them sit and then transfer them to the oven. So we're going to take them from a boiled carrot to a roast carrot. Classic, tiny little bit of honey, local honey if you can get it. A little pinch of tarragon. So tarragon is a French herb. It's a little bit aniseedy. You don't have to go and buy fresh. Dried. Some herbs work really brilliantly as dried and some kind of don't. Tarragon is one of those ones. It's beautiful as a dried herb. Works really well. So like I'm talking for maybe 5 or 6 carrots, a quarter of a teaspoon of the dried tarragon. Little teaspoon, 1 teaspoon of butter, 5 grams of butter, little drizzle of honey. Put those in the oven for 10, 20 minutes. Oh my God, you've got a totally different carrot, which is lovely. The other thing that pairs really beautifully with carrot is cumin. So cumin is this kind of earthy spice, not hot at all, just aromatic, earthy, beautiful, real, like it's one of my favourite spices to use. Sprinkle carrots, a little bit of cumin over your carrots, roast them in the oven. little bit of oil if you want, doesn't even need it. Take those out and then serve it with hummus. So what you would do is you take your hummus, shop bought or homemade, spoon it on a plate, sit your roast cumin carrots on top, then a little sprinkle of something like maybe feta cheese, so something creamy. So you've got the kind of creamy savoury of the hummus, you've got the kind of sweet spicy of the carrots, and then something creamy like that feta, little pop of maybe pomegranate and a little bit of a pesto or a herb then to brighten it on top.
You can do something similar with a lot of the other vegetables. We won't have time to get through them all, but you talk about parsnips here as well. I did a roast on Sunday, a roast beef, because it was lashing rain.
Yes, yes.
I did the roast
beef. It was the perfect day.
I did the carrots and the parsnips exactly, again, yeah. Parboiled them a little bit, then mixed them in with a bit of honey and a bit of, yeah, it's nice to have those spices on the shelf. You might use them for your Indian cooking, but you can use them for vegetables like this.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be without cumin. I use it. Yeah. I use it so much, even on potatoes. A little bit of cumin and a little bit of smoked paprika, really, really nice.
Okay, parsnips. We got parsnip chips. All these details are available on your Instagram page as well. You describe parsnips as one of the least favourite vegetables.
It's one of my least favourite.
Right.
Out of all the vegetables, really? Like, I love most things, but I can't handle a parsnip.
Why not?
I don't know. It's you know what it is. It's
what have the parsnips ever done to you?
It's the smell of them boiling. I don't know what it is. There's obviously some like childhood memory locked in there, someone I just haven't unlocked it yet. Yeah, they're one I don't love, but what I have grown to love is celeriac.
Okay.
So I usedn't like I'm not a massive lover of celery, right? And celeriac is like the celery root. So it does have a celery flavour, but it's a much milder flavour. But how I find I love doing celeriac is a puree. And when we talk about carrots or parsnips or butternut squash, all of them convert into a puree, which is really lovely. So it's almost like a cross between your vegetable and your sauce to go with something like your roast chicken, your roast beef, confit duck. So in the supermarket now, you can buy confit duck legs. They're two duck legs. They're already cooked. All you're doing is taking them out and putting them in the oven and reheating them for 20 minutes. So it's a really kind of way to, I suppose, you know, jazz up a dinner. Do it with a celeriac puree. So a really simple, any puree that you're doing, if you take 500 grams of veg, you mix that with 400 grams of liquid. So 500 grams of celeriac, 400 grams of liquid. Of that liquid, 200 mils are going to be cream, 200 mils are going to be stock. You basically boil the celeriac in the stock, put the cream in, a little knob of butter, season it with salt and pepper, put it in your food processor, blitz it down. If you want to go real fine dining restaurant, what they do is they pass it through a chinoise or a sieve and they get it super, super smooth. But like, it's a lovely, lovely way to eat a vegetable, a puree.
We're talking also, we won't get into vegetable crisps at the minute. You mentioned Joe's farm root vegetable crisp in Killay's, Cork.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
They're lovely. So they come in a little brown bag and they do beetroot ones, and there's beetroot, kind of carrot, parsnip, all mixed. They're a super way to get children to try to taste root vegetables because they're delicious. My kids, they love them. They're like crisps, but they're eating root vegetables. So it's a start or a really lovely entry point into eating root vegetables for children.
Great recipes on turnip mash, root vegetable gratin, pumpkin and butternut squash, kale and cabbage culcannon, and we've mushrooms as well. Let's talk about turnips for a few minutes, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
You prefer a turnip than a parsnip?
Oh, love a turnip.
You like a good turnip?
Love turnips.
Okay. Turnip and leek blue cheese gratin.
Yes.
Right, now we're getting posh.
Yeah, that's lovely. So it's basically, so a gratin is anything that's kind of shrouded in a creamy sauce with a little bit of kind of like crispy, crumbly, like breadcrumbs and cheese on top, and it's grilled. So what you're going to do is you take your parsnips, or your turnip, not your parsnips because I'm not using parsnips, your turnips, parboil them. So they're like, turnips are quite tough, so you do need to parboil them first until they're kind of halfway tender. Your leeks, best way to cook leeks, slice them into your circles, put them on a pan with butter and oil, never just butter because they'll burn, so always butter and oil, low and slow for your leeks because they will burn. Then you sit a bit of parchment paper or baking paper on top, not the lid of the saucepan or the frying pan, the parchment paper that caramelizes those leeks, brings out the sweetness out of them. So you're doing your turnip, you're doing your leeks, combining those in a big oven-proof dish, make yourself a bechamel sauce. So that's like your classic white sauce. So a really good rule of thumb is 50 grams of margarine, 50 grams of butter, 500 mils of milk, and then you're going to drop your blue cheese into that, melt it. So you get this creamy blue cheese sauce, coat the turnip, coat the leeks in your oven-proof dish, little bit of breadcrumbs on top, bit of cheese, bake that off in the oven for about 25 minutes.
And the children and anybody will eat that because you're going to be mixing up a lovely sharpness, as you say, from the blue cheese. They're going to be sweet and savoury from the leek. You'll have a lovely combination of
really
flavours.
Really nice. It's a lovely one to do instead of just a potato gratin. Or if you're just doing a simple like turnip mash to go with your, you know, your bacon or your ham, a lovely, lovely thing to do. And it's such a small tip. Brown your butter. So you basically put your butter in the frying pan, let it melt, and after it melts, it starts to kind of bubble, bubble, bubble.
Yeah.
And then it just goes this tiny golden nutty colour. Mm. Pull it off, pour that over your turnip. It brings this toffee caramel softness to the turnip, and it's just beautiful.
My mouth is watering. We'll come back to pumpkin and butternut squash in a second, but I want to talk about kale and cabbage and the easiest and tastiest way to eat cabbage. Because a lot of people have problems with cabbage. They'll try and cut it up really finely on the plate. My father still does it,
yeah.
You know. What's the, how best do you eat cabbage?
Mixed in with mashed potato.
Okay.
I do the Colcannon.
But would you eat potato, would you eat cabbage on its own?
I like kale on its own.
You don't like cabbage on its own?
I don't like cooked cabbage on its own.
Right.
Like, the honest truth, I'd have to lace it with butter and salt. So I tend like to not eat a whole lot of it that particular way.
Right,
I don't
okay.
love it just boiled, no.
Okay.
Boiled that, mixed with the mashed potato, yes.
Okay, so you definitely think mix it in with the...
with the mash, yeah.
Simplest way to make Colcannon.
Yeah, mash your potatoes. If you want to go really fine dining-y or just deluxe, you're using like a kilo of potatoes, 500 grams of fat, which is extortionate, but that's what the restaurants do. So you're looking at about 250 grams of butter, 250 grams of cream, or you could use milk, and whisk that in. Boil up your cabbage, shred it all up, the lovely light colour and the dark green, and then just fold it all through your mashed potato. White pepper works beautifully in Colcannon as opposed to black pepper, and a little bit of sea salt.
White pepper?
Yeah, it just brings a kind of a softer, rounded little bit of heat to it.
I've never bought white pepper.
You know what? It's one of the only things I use it for.
Really?
I rarely use white pepper, but for Colcannon, it's one of the only things I use it for.
I made a shepherd's pie on one of your recipes last week, and I made a mistake, my own mistake, with the potatoes. I wanted to get the potatoes really soft,
yes,
and I put them in the liquidizer, and they were too soft.
Yes.
And then it sort of ran into the rest of the shepherd's pie.
Amateur luck.
It tasted grand, but it tasted grand when your eyes were closed, but it looked terrible. 50 seconds left on the mushrooms.
Yeah, look, we grow fantastic mushrooms in Ireland, like Offaly Midlands. It's a real, like, it's one of the things in Ireland that we do super, super well. They are packed vitamin V, vitamin D, protein. Like, they're a really substantial nutritional source of food. I mean, on the pan, butter, little bit of salt, absolutely fabulous. But you can buy these beautiful mushroom pastas now, the stuffed mushroom ravioli. Get yourself just a pack of those chestnut mushrooms, the brown ones. So the brown chestnut mushrooms, texturally, and they almost taste the same as button mushrooms, but they just have a bit more flavour to them. And in with a pasta dish, really, really nice. Or spinach and mushrooms pair lovely. Bit of creamy sauce over pasta, delicious.
All your recipes, where can we get them?
AislingLarkin.ie or on Instagram, AislingLarkin as well.
I'm going to have a little taste of this during the ad break. What am I going to be tasting?
You are going to be tasting, so it's a puff pastry tart filled with lots of roast vegetables, and then I've made this beautiful herby ricotta dressing to go on top. So imagine you eat an apple tart and you put cream with the apple tart. That herby ricotta is the cream to the savoury tart, and that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes it's hard to get in all the veggies, but a little twists and touches like that. So it's a little bit of tapenade in that, and that dressing on top will just make it beautiful. And I have a full video of that on my Instagram as well, so you can follow along step by step.
Absolutely brilliant. Aisling Larkin, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
With Property Partners Phelan Hertridge. Results that move you. Click propertypartnerswaterford.ie.